This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Look, we've got some pending judges, we've got pending U.S. attorneys, ambassadors, division directors, assistant secretaries, undersecretaries. Got about 150 people, Larry, who were teed up out of committee on the Senate calendar, on the docket to be voted on, and who we need to confirm. Because if we don't get them confirmed, you know what happens. The deep state retains control. Now, it's one thing if this happens under a Democrat president. The Democrat president doesn't get the Democrat nominees confirmed, Democrats still run the show because Democrats run the career civil servant ranks across the board. The deep state bureaucrats, you might say, they're overwhelmingly Democrat. But when a Republican's in power, these are real stakes, and we can't just leave town before taking care of these nominations.
But is that exactly what they did? That's Utah Senator Mike Lee talking about these appointments that haven't been approved yet by the Senate. And are they on recess now? Does that mean nothing is happening on Capitol Hill? Well, let's ask our friend Ryan Schmelz. He's the guy who knows. Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent on X at Ryan Schmelz Fox. Ryan, welcome back to the show.
Always good to be on, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Are you on recess right now? Or are you out playing on the monkey bars, just not doing anything?
No comment. No comment.
Fair. So what does recess mean right now for Capitol Hill?
It means everyone can breathe and, you know, we don't have to worry about people fighting and doing all that crazy stuff that happens on the Hill all the time. So it's a much-needed recess, but of course, you know, when August happens, Chad Pergen calls it the Ides of August. You know, the weirdest news stories happen this month. But, you know, you got some things like Nancy Mace, now she's running for governor of South Carolina today. You get a lot of campaign stuff. And, of course, there's going to be a ton of town halls that'll probably make some news here and there, too. But overall, it gets a little bit quieter on campus here.
So when Senator Mike Lee was talking there with Larry Kudlow on Fox Business, there's a lot of discussion that was happening last week about the need to get some of these nominations from the president's judicial nominees approved and through the process. What is the holdup here? What was the president? He got kind of fiery with some of his language this week, and I think he said that tell the Democrats to, in his words, go to hell if they're not going to participate. Yeah. What was that all about?
Oh, yeah. So, well, the way that it's kind of been stalled out is that Republicans have to pretty much bring one person up at a time and go through an entire vote series. And they have to, you know, go in and out of debate and in and out of legislative sessions. So all these procedural hurdles have to happen. And it ends up becoming a pretty slow process just to get one person confirmed. And Thune decided he was going to keep them there as long as possible to get as many of them confirmed as possible. And eventually they tried to cut a deal with the Democrats to, you know, kind of speed up the confirmation for some of these less controversial nominees, the ones that had bipartisan votes, the ones that were kind of going to be either unanimous or get the majority of votes from both senators on the Republican and Democrat side. And Democrats, in many ways, wanted to secure certain funding guarantees or to rescind some funding cuts that had happened under the either Doge or just the Trump administration in general. And the Republicans weren't going to budge on that. And that's what really riled the current president up, was that, you know, he felt the Democrats were trying to, in many ways, extort the Republicans here. And so President Trump fired off some pretty harsh words for them on Truth Social over the weekend. And eventually they did decide to leave town for the August recess. But they did actually kind of accomplish one thing that stood out, which is that they got one of the first three appropriations bills passed. And I believe that's the first time the Senate's done that in a number of decades.
Hmm. Yeah, well, so there is some progress there. I mean, is it truly what Senator Lee was saying is, you know, the Democrats have such a firm control on the bureaucratic function of the government that if there is a slow walking of these types of approvals of these nominees, that they still kind of get things to go their way, that Republicans have to take a really aggressive stance against this in order for them to be able to utilize the majority that they do have. Otherwise, the kind of the status quo is the way the Democrats like it. Is there, I mean, is recess recess? They're not going to be back until the end of the August recess. Can they get called back?
I mean, I guess they technically could get called back, but they're probably not going to until, you know, the next, until September when they're scheduled to come back. But, you know, I think what Senator Lee is pointing to there is that you still have a lot of people who were probably hired underneath the Biden administration who in many ways are in these positions because President Trump hasn't been able to get his nominees confirmed. Now, you know, a lot of the folks from the Biden administration did resign or left office, so it's been a lot of acting secretaries in the meantime. So it's kind of, there's a lot of ways to read it right now, but President Trump has gotten a good amount of his nominees confirmed. Just you have a lot of these maybe not as high profile positions that are still out there that are just taking a very long time to do.
Hey, Ryan, this is Ryan. That's actually exactly what I was going to ask you, is what's left? It doesn't seem like this is the biggest appointment. So I know people are really, you know, kind of, if you're really plugged into politics, you're following this. But if it's not really consequential people, how much of an impact is this going to have?
Well, I think it gets to a point where it's so many people that it just is a problem, and you want to get these spots filled. And there are some really key ones that need to be filled still. I mean, President Trump has not filled his NASA administrator position. I don't even think he's nominated anybody for that one. Because remember, that position fell through during the Elon Musk drama. And, you know, he still doesn't have an ambassador to the United Nations. Michael Waltz is still going through the process with that. But I don't even think he was ready to go to the floor yet. So that was kind of that probably wouldn't have been resolved even if they got most of these people through last week. But, you know, a lot of U.S. attorney positions, some judicial nominees as well. It depends on how much value you put in these positions. But, I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say that the president would rather have his people there rather than somebody else's people.
Sure. He was upset by it. Ryan, one other question. I saw reported that maybe there was some rules changes in the works here where they might be, after the recess, able to start confirming groups of nominations where they couldn't do that before. Is that accurate?
What happened with that was that there was temptation, I think a little bit of pressure on Leader Thune to ultimately go nuclear here and change the rules so that he would be able to confirm as many of these nominees as possible. But whenever you do that, there is always the fear that you are breaking a precedent that's gonna not work out in your favor down the road. And you saw that happen with Harry Reid when he threw out the nuclear option to get one of President Obama's judicial nominees through, and eventually that ended up leading to President Trump confirming three Supreme Court justices with 50 votes. So Thune ultimately opted not to do that, but what the update we have is that they're going to consider doing that again when they come back in September if they can't reach a deal with the Democrats.
We're speaking with Ryan Schmelz, of course, the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Please follow him on X at Ryan Schmelz Fox. Last question before we let you go. I want to give you the opportunity to kind of give us the lay of the land right now. The Epstein files is a conversation that continues, certainly among our listeners. People are still interested in what's going on, and it's become a bit of a political football. It kind of feels like both sides definitely want things to be released, but it's like we want it to be released more. So what is who's asking for what right now? Who are the players in the Epstein files? Who's waiting on what? What can you tell us?
I mean, I would say the big thing to watch for with that right now is just to see what the Attorney General and the Department of Justice ultimately do with these grand jury documents, you know, because Congress isn't going to be able to vote on anything until they come back. So it's kind of just a waiting game and seeing what the Department of Justice ultimately does when it comes to releasing the documents they've said they're going to release. And right now it sounds like they're going through redactions and making sure there's no sensitive victim information or addresses that are put in there. So you got thousands of pages to comb through that you've got to really make sure don't put anybody else at risk who's innocent in this case. So it seems like that's going to take some time. And that's where you see Republicans saying, give the president time, give the Department of Justice time, let them do this the right way. But for some people, that's not a good enough answer. And they want this released quicker for transparency's sake.
So, Ryan, just to be clear, are there Republicans calling, are there any Republicans congressionally that are saying, no, we don't want these files to be released?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think anybody's out there saying absolutely not. This is a done deal. Let's just ignore this now. I think most of the people who are defending President Trump are saying, hey, look, just let the Department of Justice do what they're supposed to do. Let them do this the right way and just be patient. It's going to get out there at some point.
Well, we appreciate you giving us the update on that. Ryan, I hope you have a wonderful August recess on the merry-go-round and the monkey bars, which is what we think that everybody's doing right now, even though we know, of course, that's not actually the case. We're always grateful for your insight. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you, Annie. Have a good one.
You as well. Bye-bye. It's kind of crappy that it's August already.
Yeah, it is kind of crappy. It means that summer's... Why does August mean summer's almost over? It did not used to mean that when we were kids. We used to get into school later.
It's the locusts chirping in the, like, golden hour of late summer that makes me still go, oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to school. Mm,
really?
But my whole house goes back to school. And then I don't.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm kind of like...
I'm not. I hate it when they all go back to school.
Well, I do too. But I don't get the high of the countdown.
I don't either.
To be out like everybody else. But then you realize that your spouse is at home, like, taking care of business.
Yeah, it's great.
It's fantastic.
It's the best. Summer's the best.
The kids get a little bit older. It's a little bit less of a responsibility at home to, like, okay, now they can actually help you. I think my kids want to go back to school so they can stop working all day.
Probably.
It's just all they think they do is clean. And I'm like, guys, don't make a mess.
Who's making the mess?
Don't make a mess. All right, let's take a quick break. More Annie Fry Show right around the corner. We're going to talk about this. Everybody's been discussing it. It is a national story now. There was a MAGA hat at a St. Louis City soccer game. Well, at least for a little bit until it was escorted out of the stadium. The YouTube poll for today, and I did peek at the results, and wow. You can go check them out as well after you vote on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Should people be able to wear MAGA hats in sports stadiums? Yes or no?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.